Hello there, and welcome to the first edition proper of Hangover Radio with me, under my pseudonym, Jack Miles, and my co-host here,
Murphy, for my first ever podcasting.
It was first ever podcasting.
Yes.
So, today we're just going to talk about random shite and
our hero, J.J. Abrams, at the minute.
J.J. Abrams is going to be our immediate course of action. Big fans of J.J. Abrams, Lost is off the hook.
Yes, quite possibly the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mission Impossible 3, we went to see that yesterday. It's rather nice.
Yes, tip top.
It's rather nice.
Plenty of action and all things that are good and required in action movies.
Like guns.
And explosions.
And Tom Cruise faffing about.
Yes. Only bad thing, there wasn't a lot of nakedness, which was lacking still.
Yeah. But it's 12A though, you're not going to get a lot of that sort of malarkey in 12A.
Yes. I think you'd have done the whole shooting the leg thing a bit better, like you said.
Yeah, more like 24.
So I can't go wrong with that.
By the way, if we ruin 24 or Lost for any of you, we don't really care.
Yeah. So we like being ahead and up to date, so.
Yeah.
It's your fault if you're not that technologically advanced.
So if you're from the UK and listening to this and watching Lost on the UK updates, you might want to give the next wee bit a miss.
Exactly, because it will spoil it all for you.
Yeah, it was rather awesome when Michael went postal on Annalise and Libby.
I absolutely annihilated them. Never saw it coming at all.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Michelle Rodriguez doesn't really deserve to be in Lost. She's rather shite.
Pretty much just there because of star value, that's pretty much what I think it is.
Yeah.
So, oh, you're a big actor, we'll let you in. May as well. You're not doing anything else with your career at the minute. You're not making any more good Resident Evil films.
There was a good Resident Evil film?
Well, it was better than the other one anyway.
Have you seen the sequel?
No.
It's really bad.
I'm just guessing that it's going to be worse than the first one.
It's really abysmal. I was almost crying as I was watching it. I don't know why I went to see it. I mean, I hate the first one.
Yeah, the first one was bad just because of the bad CGI.
And the fact that sort of Dave's.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah.
That's not too good then.
We'll not go into that, though. We're not going into that.
I think, the first time I saw it, I bought it off the internet from a download site.
You can't say that.
What was it?
You can't say that.
I bought it off a download site. It was like something like that. Similar anyway. Doesn't really matter. Well.
By the way, apologies if we sound really distant. We have a really shit microphone.
It's substandard as hell.
We're looking at the wave patterns on the screen and they're not going very high at all.
Yes. This is, even that doesn't make any difference at all.
Well, it did a wee bit.
Does it?
It jarred right up to the top.
Yes. It's not flatlined anymore. Fantastic.
So yes, in summation, J.J. Abrams is the man.
Yes, absolute dog's bollocks.
About now. Anyway, we'll move on to one of our features that we're going to have, hopefully in every edition of Hangover Radio, and that is our retro cheat of the week.
Yes. Which one is it this week?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This week. That sounds so contrived.
That's the best thing. Could have been worse, I could have just said, well, I've been having problems with this game, blah blah blah. Do you have any advice for me? Then it would have been a bit worse, but yes, anyhow, carry on.
Anyway, this week's retro cheat of the week is for Rodland on the Amiga system.
A game I personally have never heard of in my life.
Yeah. And the only reason I've decided to go for this game in particular is because the cheat is very simple and easy to remember. All you simply do is pause the game, press delete 5 times, and thus infinite lives and such. So, good times.
Wow, that's amazing. I am going to go home and try that as soon as we finish.
You should get yourself an emulator.
Yes,
and
legally downloaded off the internet.
Which you can only do because you already own the Amiga and the game.
Yes, it is up the loft somewhere.
So
I just can't be bothered fishing out.
Yes, indeed. Ages. Yes.
Plus my loft is an absolute mess. is full of a retro geek as well. Pretty sure there's a Master System there as well with track and field.
Oh yeah. I have my SNES in the garage, still.
Along with all your VHS cassettes that you've got in boxes.
Yeah, the whole Friends series in its entirety.
That's insane. I would not have patience to collect all that. The only thing I collected ever was Peaks and Mountains. That's only because they get sent through my door and I just can't bother to put them in bin.
And small advertising leaflets for the Students' Union.
Yeah. I also forgot to take that one the other night as well. Damn it.
Whatever happened to you collecting random vinyl and punching that up on the wall?
I got one and that was it. Still need to get that Darkness one as well, the one that's shaped like a star and is yellow.
Oh yeah.
But I should actually collect like good stuff like your Jack Nicholas Fivers.
Oh, Jack Nicholas Fivers. Now that's a good idea because I'm not losing anything monetarily and I can sell them on hopefully for a large profit.
Exactly. So if anyone has Jack Nicholas Fivers, just send them to the email address on the website and we promise we will send you Fiver back.
Send you Fiver back because we might be bastards, but we're not cheap bastards.
Exactly.
Anyway, how about we fire into a random top five for this week?
Random top five, top five before.
I'm not sure. Just a random top five. Okay, I've got one. Top five tunes that we are each currently digging.
Fair enough then. Who's going first? You go first or should I go first?
You can go first because I'm still thinking.
So, is it worth 1 to 5 or 5 to 1 in a countdown style?
I'm doing mine in no particular order, so
that'll probably be easier. Well, top five. Well, the five songs I'm listening to this week mostly is the new Red Hot Chili Peppers song, Danny California, which is absolutely fantastic. And second one would have to be Snow Patrol song off the new album, Hands Open. It is absolutely amazing. Everyone should listen to it and buy that album and get them to number one. Third one is Angels and Airwaves, It Hurts. Again, it is absolutely fantastic. And just because they're on the TV at the minute, We Are Scientists, It's a Hit, which is also shit hot. Apologies for the language there, but it doesn't matter. And what's that? Is that?
That's four.
Four?
Yeah.
Five.
Never any good at the maths.
Well, five will be retro. We'll go for some Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. Just because I'm a big fan of the old school movie and it's in it pretty much all the time and it's amazing and it's nice strolling on the road singing to yourself and air guitar on your leg. And over to you.
I really hate old school. I really do hate it. I don't know why. I just really do.
It is so fun.
Anyway, sticking with the theme of We Are Scientists, I'll go for Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt because it's rather marvellous and hopefully see them a week on Sunday if we get tickets for this big Radio 1 thing at the park up the road.
Care Park that would be, Chris.
Camperdown Park, not oh, yes. Care Park, you tit.
Yes, I should really start paying attention to things more. Oh well.
So that's one. Two will be the Flaming Lips, the Yeah 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 song, which I think is bloody genius and eccentric. Even the video is great with people being chased down the street with
donuts
and hot dogs and shit taped to them and being chased by fat people. It's rather amusing, I think.
It's like a nightmare.
Yeah.
On the topic of nightmares and dreams, I don't know if anyone watches TNA or Arwitch or anything and knows a guy called Primetime Elliot Skipper, but I had a rather strange dream. Within the union, and the union being the local watering hole for us, and he came in and started shouting, "It's prime time, baby!" And yeah, anyway, that's my weird dream for the week as well. You could always make that into a segment, also.
You could always make that into a feature, even if you're just making it up.
Yeah. Be interesting. I'm filling time.
We'll get into the wrestling discussion another time, I'm sure. So that's two. Number three, let's go for Insomnia by Feeder. It's a rather great song, I think one of Feeder's best.
Yes, I would agree as well.
Looking forward to hearing that twice, maybe three times this summer, live. Feeder are marvellous in their three, probably half an hour sets that I'm going to get to see them for, playing the same seven songs each time. But
if anything, at least you'll remember the words.
Yeah.
And if you're close enough, you can see where they're playing on the chipboard as well, so you can go home and play it yourself.
Let's throw in a bona fide classic. Go for Baba O'Reilly by The Who. I think it's rather marvellous.
Yeah, I think The Who are rather pish.
That's you, though.
I don't taste the music. I like Limp Bizkit, so it's bad enough.
I think I've called every song in this countdown marvellous.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe that should be word of the day.
Maybe we'll throw in that as a feature as well, as if we don't have it. Marvellous, there's your word of the day.
Fantastic.
What's that? Four, yeah, four. So, number five, we'll go for... Let's go for... What's the name of that song that Lordi are doing at Eurovision?
What is it? Oh.
Is it Hardcore Hallelujah or something?
Hard Rock Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's go for that because it's absolutely fucking brilliant.
And everyone has to back them to win the Eurovision Song Contest this year.
Yeah, I don't know how we're doing our votes, but I severely urge everyone to vote for Finland in Eurovision just because the song's fucking brilliant and it's far, far better than ours.
Who is doing ours again anyway?
It was on this morning earlier on. I think his name's like Daz Simpson or something like that. It's really fucking shit.
So it's not Anthony Acosta, the kebab shop or whatever. Thank God. Because I saw the entrance and that was pretty much put me off it.
Yeah.
Still. When is the Eurovision Song Contest then?
It's either tomorrow or next week.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
It's probably next week because the guy wouldn't be on this morning today if it was on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what it is this year. Whoever won it last year, it's in their country.
Yes, that's generally the way it works.
Yeah, and it's not here because nobody ever votes for us because Europe hates the UK.
Yeah, we got no votes last year at all, did we not?
No, it was a couple of years ago. See, all the Scandinavian countries vote for each other. Hopefully they'll all vote for Finland to get 12 points or Dupois.
Dupois.
Is it Dupois or? I don't know. I was never any good at French.
Hopefully Terry Wogan's still doing it as well.
That's the only reason anyone watches it, I think. I mean, it used to be big back in the 70s and 80s, but...
His voice makes you want to sleep. It's fantastic.
But all the togs tune in. Terry's old geezers.
That's how they're called.
Yeah, that's what he calls them.
I never listen to radio.
It's neither do I, but I just know that much. Anyway, should we wrap it up there for this time?
Yes, I think we should.
Should wrap up there. We'll do all the plugs first.
Plugs.
Go on and fire on the email address.
Fire on the email address. What is it?
MurphyandMiles@gmail.
That's MurphyandMiles@gmail.com or .com. So there, that again. MurphyandMiles@gmail.com.
We're also on MySpace. You can hit us up at myspace.com/MurphyandMiles. If you guys have any suggestions for us to talk about anything or any feedback at all on the
as long as it's not criticism, because if it is, then you can go to hell and just not subscribe.
We'll come to your house and throw rotten tomatoes out. Second time I've used the phrase rotten tomatoes today, oddly enough.
Yes. I should be another contestant. That could be for phrase of the day.
Phrase of the day, we'll try and work the most obscure phrase into a conversation with someone who isn't us.
Yes. Oh, that'd be actually rather interesting. Should phone people up, see how many times we can say a word. We'll have like a code word that we've got to try and say as many times as we can without someone getting annoyed or pissed off.
We can record the phone calls with that Skype thing.
Yeah, cool. We'll do that then.
Yeah.
Phone up Bob next week.
So anyway, I think that's going to about do it for today. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him as well.
Two Ronnie's references always go down well.
Exactly.
Anyway, thanks guys. We'll speak to you all soon.
Goodbye.
Toodle-pip.